Our Place, episode 561.
Our Place, where anything can happen and probably will.
Hi all, and welcome to Our Place with me, Steve.
And me, Andrew.
How are you all doing? We're doing all right, I think, aren't we?
Yeah.
I think we are.
Yep.
I've just been playing today. I'll talk to you a bit later about what I've been playing with, but I won't show you any of the test recordings yet because take a bit more editing. I might show you some of those next week, but we have a special recording for you at the end, so stay tuned for that. Anyway, what we've been up to this week, Ange?
Well, this week you were talking about 3 weeks.
I think it's
2 or 3.
Yeah.
You've been to the OT exhibition since, haven't you? The
occupational therapy. Yep.
Since we last recorded, yep. I'm sure.
Yeah.
And you've also done a little group thing in Milton Keynes. And last Saturday, when we were going to do this podcast, Maureen came to
see us. My auntie Maureen came, so she came to visit, so we didn't get time to do it. Yeah.
And bought the usual pie and mash with her, and bought other goodies as well.
Yeah.
As is her wont.
Yeah.
And that is all.
That's really all that's happened.
Oh, really? Yeah.
This week, the only outing we had this week was to Milton Keynes. The Bucks Vision had a demo. Thank you to them for hosting us, and that went really well. And
you got anything to tell us about the OT exhibition, really?
No, not really. No. Except it was dead, really.
You said the second day was better.
It wasn't that useful to us, I don't think. It was a lot of money to spend.
Didn't we expect that, though, really? You just wanted to get known out there.
It seems that money, really. OT tends to be more focused on physical disabilities as opposed to sensory ones.
You did meet one guy who was designing a kitchen for a blind lady.
That's right, I did.
Completely...
Had a chat with him, a nice chat with him. And, yes, I did. I met him. So that was useful. And... it was okay. The exhibition was all right, but you know, it could have been busier for us. So really, yeah, not a lot about that. Anything else?
You're about to join a different gym.
Oh yes, yeah. So basically, Debbie and I are getting a little bit fed up with our gym. It only costs $19.99 a month. But I say only, but you don't get any attention from the people in the gym. You just go and do your own thing. There's no personal reviews, no personal training or anything like that. Oh, sounds like one of the matches has started already, or is about to start. That's my flash scores on my phone. We didn't really get any personal attention. And so Debbie and I were just going and doing exercises and stuff, and we were... Half the machines didn't work, so I'd go on a machine, we'd preset it to cardio, and it wouldn't give me cardio, it'd just give me a walk. So this is a treadmill. Some of the machines didn't work, it was not really that good. This new gym we're going to, Odyssey it's called, it's more expensive, a lot more expensive. It's £60 a month, but we got a discount, so we got it down to £46. But the thing about it is you can program the machines with an app. It looks as though they've got apps for the rowing machines that they use, because they use a company called TechnoGym. So there's apps for a lot of their machines. But more importantly, the machines actually have buttons on them, don't they, Ange?
Yes.
The machines in the gym we're on touch control, so Debbie has to set them up for me. But these have buttons, so I can speed them up, slow them down, take up the gradients, take it down, create my own exercise, you know, and so on and so forth. So all Debbie has to do is to, you know, log me into the machine and off I go. Looks as though I can program what I want the machine to do using my phone. What you do is you use a QR code and the phone logs into the machine, and then you can program the phone to do what you want. So it's really looking promising. They've also got a swimming pool there that we can use. And Debbie and I said we may go for the odd evening swim next year, you know, or weekend swim, something like that, or weekend go to the gym or whatever, you know. So you know, Debbie's paying for hers, I'm paying for mine, and I think it's going to be good. And yeah, so there's not a lot else to say about it, but that's what we're doing. We're going on Monday to join it. We went to have a look around on when did we go? Wednesday, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And I was able to look at the machines and see that they had buttons on and things like that. They seem to be welcoming. They had another blind person in there before, so they are aware of us. So this is all good. And so yeah, that's what we're doing. We're going to go to that one and see how we get on.
And it isn't much further to go, is it, really?
Not much further to go at all. No, it's literally another couple of minutes in the car. So it's Nebworth. It's quite close to us. So yeah, that's that. I've downloaded the My Wellness app, which is the app they use ready for when we go. And I've just got to download the other techno gym apps like Skill Row and Skill Run and things like that for the treadmills, things like that. So yeah, this is all looking good. What else, Ange?
I can't think of anything else we've done.
No.
I haven't done any of my recording experiments I was talking about. We were saying I haven't done any of them. I said I wouldn't, didn't I?
Yeah.
But I was thinking also, I'm not keen on dragging an iPhone out of my pocket to record. Anyway, the quickest way I think it might end up to be is to put...
Just press record
on my Apple Watch.
Yeah.
Maybe. I've never used it. I have heard a recording of someone did use it underwater. Because you can do, I mean, even with the water lock on, it will do whatever you set it to do. Your phone will just do it, but you can't do much else.
Yeah.
VoiceOver will tell you the time. You can't do much else with that switched on.
That's right.
Didn't you say Mel uses it all the time for making notes?
Yes.
So, of course, if you were anywhere that you needed a note quick, you could always make one.
Yes.
I could have done with it years ago, actually, when I used to have to make notes of checks and things like that. Do you remember when you used to go in the bank with all the money and that?
Yeah. Talking of recording, though, I've been playing today with my Pixel 4 XL. That's a thing we didn't tell them, did we, Ange? I've got a new...
Well, you didn't. You haven't had it that long.
Exactly. That's so. We haven't mentioned that on the podcast, have we?
No, because you've only had it like a few days.
So I've got a new Pixel 4 XL. I did succumb, didn't I, Ange?
Yes.
Naughty. Compared with the Pixel 3, the battery life is really, really good. It's much better than the Pixel 3. The reason I went for the XL is for the bigger battery. And I got the 128 gig version. And... I've still only used 26% of storage, so this is all good stuff. So there's that. And what was I going to say? That's a clock, by the way, that's on Amazon Echo. If you want to enable it, it's called Audible Clock, and you can enable it, and there's all different clocks. So I was just trying them out and things like that, and we got a cuckoo clock going.
We have it every quarter of an hour. I actually find it useful to have.
Yeah.
Because the clock we've got over here, we've got to repair it again, the chiming clock. It's gone wrong completely. It won't work at all at the moment.
No.
It's one of those things, it does seem to now need a lot of repair.
Yeah.
Which is a shame. I mean, I don't know if we can ever get it. And also, it doesn't keep its time very well, does it?
We've
not managed to make it do that.
No.
It used to be a lot better.
Yes. So...
But we might get it repaired again.
Yeah,
next year, sort of thing.
So I've got the Pixel 4 XL, and I use an app to record on my phone called, it used to be, Hi-Res Recorder, and he's Stereo Match seems to have removed that from the Play Store, and he's put everything into. Amazing MP3 recorder. So we'll have a link to that in the show notes if you want to get it from the Play Store. And it lets you set recordings of all kinds, you know, you set recording source to camcorder mics or normal mics or RAW with no gain and RAW 2 with no gain for Android 7 and Plus and so on. So we got that. And so I've been setting that up today. And I've set it to RAW 2, which is for Android 7 Plus and above. And the recordings are amazing. They really are good, aren't they, Ange?
Yes.
They really are good. The mics on the Pixel 4 XL are even better than the Pixel 3. They really are good. And it records at a lower volume, but you can normalize it on a, you know, using Reaper or any sound device, and that's fine. But you really don't get noise, which is good. And it seems to me you get really good recording on your phone. So this is all good. And of course, being quiet, if you get sudden loud sounds, then it's catered for, isn't it?
So, yes.
So it's always best to record low. A lot of people mistake this. They try and record at 0 dB or whatever.
Well, you used to make exactly
and
that
I made
mistake.
The same mistake, and I was just going to say that.
Yeah.
And I learnt it from the Reaper Carvey course that really gain staging is important. So you're best of recording really quiet, so like minus 5 or minus 6 or even minus 10, and then raising it using normalization or setting it to so many luffs if you want to do it to real podcast levels and things like that. All of this is possible in Reaper, and so that's what I do, and it's good. And this 4XL is amazing. Next week, perhaps I'll edit some of the recordings and let you hear them. I'll make a little collage of the recordings that I made, and I did my usual door slam test, and it didn't clip. Did it, Andrew?
No,
didn't distort or anything
good
like that?
And you got the frequencies. It sounds good. It does sound good.
Yeah.
As I know it does anyway, because I've heard recordings from that. And this does only work with Android. We need to make sure people know that.
Yes, it does. It only works with Android. It doesn't work with iPhone.
You can't have it on.
No. So, but it's a really good recorder. It's got so many settings that you can change. This is all good. So yeah. And the battery life on the 4XL, it lasts me a day and a half at least, nearly 2 days, which means that GPS and things when I go out is going to be really good, isn't it? So, because
yes.
It won't run out of battery so
good.
Quick.
Mm.
Yeah. So I'm really pleased with the 4XL. Really nice stereo speakers as well, isn't it?
Yes.
It's got good sound on it, the actual speakers. Especially for speech, isn't it? Really good sound.
Yeah.
And the Bluetooth is really good. I'm not even sure it doesn't sound better than the Pixel 3, but I'm not quite sure how they do that.
I think Bluetooth is always being tweaked.
I'm sure it is,
The standard of Bluetooth is probably different now.
Yeah.
Everything, you know, and how it's implemented.
Yeah.
We know it's very complicated because we heard a podcast all about Bluetooth once.
Yeah.
And it's so complicated why it can go wrong with some things and doesn't work so well with it's just so complicated.
But it's all looking good. And I think that's all I've got to say about us catching up or whatever. What about you, Ange?
No, well, yeah, I mean, I haven't done anything very interesting, have I? I mean, Debbie and I, between us, we've got all the Christmas cards. Now, we've been unusual. They're done and sent this year. Normally, it takes a lot longer.
Yeah.
But I managed to get on with it early, had no distractions, and they've all gone now.
Yep.
This morning, we were discussing, because I think we were going to do the podcast, and it reminded me, we were talking about recording, and I said I thought that the Hook Audios would be perfect for recording out and about. I think really they would, except I felt they blocked out quite a bit of sound.
Mm.
And also I always it was, especially out of my right ear, it didn't feel like it would stay in my ear very well.
Mm.
I really need to try that more.
Yeah.
And also on the 10R, the battery should last better, because the Hook Audios used to take the battery down something dreadful. Now, anybody who can't remember what they are, they're like binaural mics. They're on, like, you put it in your ear.
Yeah.
It's not wired. It's not two separate. It's not like your true wireless earbuds. It's nothing like that. It goes, does it go around? I've forgotten, around your neck, yeah. And then each mic, if you like, goes in your ear, doesn't
it? That's right, yeah.
You can apparently use it for answering the phone if someone rings you.
Yeah.
things like that.
The only downside, certainly on Android, is that it powers off a bit like the Melomanias after a while.
Well, it might if you didn't use it, but you wouldn't use that forever. You wouldn't sit and use that
for every day. They're not hi-fi.
There's no, you wouldn't do it.
No, no.
It's for recording only, really, isn't it? It's not for using for making phone calls, really. You can, apparently it can be done, but that isn't its aim, is it?
No.
The aim is to do recordings. And I remember Margaret Cooper saying she thought it was a good recording. I did one, didn't I, in the kitchen. The only thing I remember from that recording, when I heard it back, I'd been turning my head, because, of course, as you turn your head, the sound... And I didn't realise I was doing it at the time.
Yeah, and you can hear the sound.
I was obviously moving my head. I don't keep my head very still, obviously.
Yeah.
So that is the best thing. And, of course, you can be recording all the way along as you're walking, obviously. And then if you picked anything up interesting, you've got it. I do probably need to try it again. I am a little worried that I do think it does block out quite a bit. I mean, I'm used to walking along with one earpiece in my right ear, and that hardly blocks anything out. The M55, in fact, you can forget you've got it.
Yeah.
It really doesn't, you know. I mean, some of these newer earbuds and things you can buy that do ambient sound, you can make all the sound, you can hear it all around. They would be safer, obviously, because you're going to hear everything, aren't you?
I don't know of earbuds with ambient sound.
Yes, they do. The AirPods Pro.
Oh, they do the ambient sound thing, don't they?
And the Sony... What are they called? The Sony... Oh, gosh.
The ones that you want?
The ones I want, yeah.
They actually have an ambient sound button.
You can do it with those. You can switch it. I think you can switch it to stay on, but you can also hold it for a few seconds while you need to talk to someone and then let go.
So you can switch it to stay on while you play music?
I think you can if you want. Of course, you can switch all the noise cancelling on and off.
Because I noticed the AKG headphones I've got, if you put ambient sound on, the music goes on quieter.
Quieter,
lot quieter.
It probably would, and it may not be what you'd want out and about.
Mm.
I don't know, because I don't know how it works on these, but I've forgotten what they're called now. But anyway, the ones I'm talking about, the Sony...
The XM3, whatever they are, aren't they?
The Sony...
Don't worry about
something
it.
Something F, something 1000.
Don't worry about it.
Anyway.
Don't worry about it. You'll just confuse everyone.
Well, I know. I should know, because I've known all the week what they're called.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway... a pair of expensive Sony headphones.
They're £220.
That's why I said expensive. Yeah,
they're not. They are
expensive.
AirPods Pros are £259,
and the Melomanias are £119.
Yeah, but they don't do all these things, do they?
No, no.
And these are supposed to have better. The Melomanias, and they're very nice too. Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I think those sort of headphones are expensive.
But they, and of course you've got an app with the Sony ones.
Yeah, and the AirPod.
Well, the AirPods just work from your
Apple device.
Yeah, I mean, if without and yeah, they do. I mean, you can use them on Android, but you haven't got an app with them.
No.
Or anything like that, but and they're very good as well, apparently.
Yeah.
And I know somebody who's got a pair, and he said they're super.
Who?
Derry Lawler.
All right.
He said they're super, and you reckon they were super.
Which? The Sony.
The AirPods.
Oh, the AirPods. Yeah.
AirPods Pro. Yeah.
Yeah.
So there are lots of good... But, yeah, anyway...
The Sony have got a larger case, haven't they?
Yes, somewhat bigger.
Mm.
I doubt it's huge, but it's bigger.
Mm.
But I can't remember what we were saying. I was saying about, walking along with things in my ears.
Yeah.
Although, apparently, if you turn your iPhone volume full up, you can have the sound... You can monitor. But I think, wouldn't that be confusing at roadsides to try crossing roads? Wouldn't that make it seem closer than it is?
I would thought so, yeah.
So that could cause another problem.
Yeah.
But, it is something I ought to try again to see. But I did think it blocked out more sound. It makes people muffled. I don't think they'd be safe for me to walk down the road with. But so my best way maybe to just put this little recorder on my watch Because I can't get brilliant recordings if it's birds, because you've got too much traffic, so you can't get a brilliant...
You're not going to get stereo with just...
You're not going to get stereo, but in many ways it doesn't matter. You just hear an interesting sound.
Mm.
You might hear an argument. Well, you don't care about stereo, do you?
I always think stereo is nicer for recording.
It still isn't as good as 360. Or have you imagined if you could... It's still not true.
No, but I'm saying it's better than mono.
It is.
Yeah.
I mean, what you need is something that...
I mean, you could just get the P4 out and hold it in your hand, but...
Yeah, if you've got it with you, yes. Yeah. Which I do try to remember.
Yeah.
And when I've got it, I never hear anything interesting to record.
No.
I wish I'd had something when them two lads were arguing, but I was too scared to stop to do that. They might have noticed.
Mm.
So you really need to be more discreet.
Yeah. But with the headphones on a phone, you could do that, because everyone's got headphones on, haven't they?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. But anyway, But I was well impressed with the Pixel 4 XL's recording. It's fantastic. It's better than the Pixel 3, isn't it?
Yeah.
The mics are really good, aren't they?
Yes.
So we're getting close to pro recording on phones, aren't we?
Yes, I think it should be possible.
And I had Bluetooth headset on, and it didn't use the Bluetooth mics because you set the output source, you see.
Yeah.
So I had my Pixel buds on. And it recorded in high quality stereo because it used its own mics.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But I was able to do it without getting talkback in the recording.
Yeah.
Because I had the headset on.
Yeah.
You see. But the Amazing MP3 recorder, he has got an app called Gestures for Amazing MP3 recorder. And what it's supposed to do is it gives you gestures to start and stop recording that silence talkback.
Yes.
So they don't talk even when you've got no headphones on.
No.
So he's really thought about this, hasn't he?
Yes, he has.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really good. And when you press record, it doesn't say anything, it just vibrates. So that's good as well.
Yes.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, when Angie records me a WhatsApp message, I would hear it go, press record to slide up and all this.
Well, that's after I've pressed it.
I know it is.
Quite a lot. Yours doesn't, does it?
No, not at all. Android. Not at all.
WhatsApp doesn't do that on Android, does it?
No, it doesn't say a word. Because you press and hold the button, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Which you do on the iPhone,
yeah. But TalkBack just goes quiet because you're holding the button down.
You're holding the button down.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, VoiceOver should do that, really.
Yeah. Yeah.
It doesn't.
So. No. Uh-huh. I think TalkBack's a bit sensitive to media, so it goes quiet sometimes when media's playing or recording and things like that. You know, it's a bit cleverer.
Yes.
Isn't it?
Yes, it is.
You know. But there we are.
Yeah.
Anyway, is that it for catch up?
As for catch up, you've got some feedback a little bit, haven't you?
Yeah, David Weston wrote to me. He said he was sorry to miss us at the Hereford meeting, but he also said that he'd like to hear more demos of products on the podcast. So, okay, over to you then, David. What would you like to hear demoed? If you've got any particular products you'd like to hear demos of, then send them my way and we'll see if we can do demos of them or talk about them or whatever and so on. That's probably the best way to do it, isn't it?
So when we get new things, we do try to talk
when we get
about
new things, we'll do it, yeah.
You can't always demo them either. Sometimes they're things you can't really demo, aren't they?
But we'll see what we can do. And that's it for the feedback. Is there anything else, Ange?
I can't think of anything else at all.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is, at this point, I'm going to tell you that you can contact us by writing to our place at comproom.co.uk. You can visit the website www.ourplace-podcast.info, where you can find out about how to listen to us, even on the phone if you've got no internet, using Talking Newspaper services. So thank you for their support of Our Place. And if of course you want to send us a recording, or if you want to share out, if you want a Dropbox folder where you can put recordings into for the podcast, then shout and we'll give you a Dropbox folder and share it with you. So we can do that. And that's the ways you can get hold of us. And with that, before we go, I want to tell you about a song that we're going to put at the end of this podcast. So when we've said goodbye, we'll put the song at the end. We went to set up a laptop a few weeks ago with for a customer called Lisa, lovely customer, and her mum Jane. And Lisa is the lady who for whom we set the laptop up, and her mum is a sighted lady and very nice indeed. And Lisa's very talented. She's a pianist. She plays the piano. She has her own piano. She plays the piano and she sings. And I asked Lisa if I could record her singing, and she was very happy about that. She seemed not to mind at all. And so she sang a song which she often sings to her mum, apparently, because her mum likes it very much, from The Greatest Showman, which is a musical. And the song is called... Oh, thank you for interrupting me. That was my phone. That's great, that, isn't it? Pixel 4, it comes from a ringtone called... sounds called Oh So Loud, and the ringtone is called Rock Concert. It's great.
I love that. That is good.
Really good. Really clear guitar.
Yes.
Anyway... the song is, as I said, from a musical called The Greatest Showman. And the song is called Never Enough. And Lisa's going to play it and sing it to you. And I hope you all enjoy it, just for the podcast. So, with that, I'm going to say cheerio.
Bye from me.
And we'll leave the last word to Lisa. And we'll see you next time.
This is a song that I've sung for my mum.
Yeah.
And it's called... Never Enough from The Greatest Showman.
Okay.
I'm trying to hold my breath. Let it stay this way. Can't let this moment end. You set off a dream with me, getting louder now. Can you hear it echoing? Take my with me, 'cause darling, without you, all that shines is a thousand spotlights, all the stars we steal from the night sky will never be enough, never be enough. Towers of gold are still too little, these hands can hold the world, but it will never be enough, never be enough for me, never, 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 never for me, for me. Too little, these hands can hold the